Last month, a prison theater group at Marion Correctional Institution performed The Hamilton Project, 23 songs from the hip-hop musical about the life of Alexander Hamilton. Community Voices producer David Seitz visited Marion to learn what it means to tell Hamilton's story from inside a prison.
The men in Theater of Conviction at Marion Correctional have tackled big ideas before, including Hamlet. It was after that performance that they approached their director, Jesse Glover, a theater professor from Otterbein University, and said, "Hey, when are we going to do Hamilton?"
And I said, "No. Let's do something else." Because I was scared of that idea.
For Glover, the show was too big for a prison stage. Instead, she led a class focused on the musical where the men studied the history, the musical styles, and the play's themes. And the men kept pushing. Catherine Roma leads a choir with the same men and offered to direct the music.
I started saying, "I think this is possible." And I knew that their interest was really high because they had had this course.
The group decided to highlight the idea of prison and control. They brought that out in the song, "The Room Where It Happens," when Aaron Burr is shut out of the backroom deals between Hamilton and Jefferson. Here's Glover.
Many of the men have said, you know, that they resonate with this idea of wanting to be in the room where it happens, the room where decisions are made, and never really being able to.
Nobody knows how the game is played, the art of the trade, how the sausage gets made.
The men also wanted to portray the complexity of men's relationships in prison. So their version of Hamilton focused on the rivalry between Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr that leads to their famous duel. Here's Tron. That's his nickname in prison. He plays Hamilton.
So you got Jefferson against Hamilton. You got Burr against Hamilton and so forth. So it's always these, they're butting heads all the time, you know, but they're all trying to climb to a next level in their careers and life. And you just see a lot of aggression coming out, even to the point of murder.
Tron is a talented rap composer and is planning on using music to support community development. He identifies with Hamilton's ambitions for himself and society.
When he's thinking about America in that way and how he can restructure things and bring people up to a higher place, especially financially, and just how they view America, that's how I view the communities that I come from. So I just want to bring them up to a whole nother level, and that scares me because it's so much responsibility. Then it takes so much discipline.
I'm past patiently waiting, I'm passionately smashing every expectation, every action's an act of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties and sorrow. For the first time, I'm thinking past tomorrow.
Tron also understands the nearness of death in Hamilton's life. He recalls these lines from the play.
I imagine death so much it fills me like a memory. See, I never thought I'd live to see past 20. You know, I'm thinking about my little cousin Trey being murdered at the age of 19 when I'm speaking those lines, so I'm picturing his face.
Tron felt at home with this story.
The bleeding and the fighting between all the reading and writing, you know. So he's going into that place of protecting the people and being there for him, and that's where I go to. Like, you know, you see my stature. I'm a little guy, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I've been a protector all my life.
Aaron Burr, the man who committed treason, is played by Science. That's his nickname.
Burr wants to rectify him being a villain. You know, he doesn't want the book of life to close on him as a villain. I mean, his life just simply took a downward spiral, but he didn't want to end that way. You know, the very last song is "Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story." Mm-hmm. And I think, though, even though I'm sentenced in prison, I still can write my narrative. You know, it's this small window in my life where I've made this mistake that I strive to reconcile, that I strive to make an atonement. Now you're calling me amoral, a dangerous disgrace. If you got something to say, name a time and place, face to face.
Now, Science most wants to contribute to community. The Hamilton Project further inspired his education to become a paralegal.
I think the greatest part of being an American citizen is diving in and getting your hands dirty to help create in the society that you want to see. You know, so I'm very focused on leaning towards constitutional law when I'm done. My last exam, I received 100, you know, so I'm striving. You do have men here who may never be going home. But if they can pour into the life of individuals who are going home, especially and particularly in this choir, then I think they've done their civic duty.
For Culture Couch, this is David Seitz.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council. This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.